Hits and more on County Radio 94.4. Yours truly, Keith Rogers, in the air chair. Oh, you wouldn't believe it, I'm rather wet at the moment, trying to have a quick wash at the same time presenting a programme. It's quite funny. A classic bit of Jasper Carrot you just heard, of course, and all about the nuclear holocaust. A bit more of Jasper Carrot coming on later on during the show. Classic track from God knows how long ago, I think it was 10 years ago, from the album Brothers and Sisters by the American band the Allman Brothers. A classic instrumental called Jessica. One band I'm not too sure if you know too much about, or should you imagine they're going to become really big during 1983. Well, let's put it this way. I heard this on another one of the Cowboy stations last week, announcing that the single had in fact been just released. In fact, it's been out about 3 months. The band's called Marillion, and the track's entitled Market Square Heroes. Remember right, that band hails all the way from Aylesbury. The band called Marillion here on County 94.4. All the hits and more, keeping the music flowing on a Sunday evening across most of the West Midlands, the Market Square Heroes. County Radio, Keith Rogers in the air chair. And by the way, I mentioned to you about half an hour ago at the start of the programme, this is the radio station that has the ex-army programme. It's a guy called Paul Anthony, whose equipment is ex-army, because it's basically falling apart, you see. It's a long, real story behind this, and he has quite a lot of fans, and he decided to all get together with all of his fans and issue this piece of music, you know, and make himself famous in the pop charts.
Life's like that, isn't it? Only the other day I was walking in the West End and suddenly I was set upon by hordes of fans and admirers who wanted to touch my clothes. So I took sanctuary in a nearby cinema. Normally, of course, I don't go in, but that day I saw something that really moved me. I'd like to share this wonderful experience with you. It was The Sound of Music.
Yeah, that really was good, wasn't it, Paul? Tell you what, the check's in the post, mate. I'll send it straight from Prague.
It was horrible.
Cut the crap and play the music.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine.
If she's watching him with those eyes, if she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that?
I'll play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot.
Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
Surprise. Here she comes again.
When she
My best friend's girl, well that's news to me, I must admit. Well, the very first picture disc released in the United Kingdom in 1978, this is a copy playing around on turntable number 2 at the moment actually, the American band called The Cars and She's My Best Friend's Girl. Before that's an American number 1 from 1980, Rick Springfield and Rick Springfield and Jesse's Girl. Keith Richards. I'd put my teeth in, you know. Keith Rogers here on the biggest and best sound across the West Midlands every Sunday evening on 94.4 FM County Radio. And if you'd like to drop us a line, it's County P.O. Box 319 Edenbridge in Kent. That's County P.O. Box 319 Edenbridge in Kent. It's all clever stuff, you know, this particular programme. We're just playing The Cars, and now we're going to go straight over to the Motor Show.
At the Motor Show, I have to admit, the thing that's disappointed me this year is to see the demise of the Cortina. Oh. The Cortina was a comic's dream. Oh, just saying the word Cortina would get a laugh. You know? Well, with most audiences. Now it's been superseded by the Sierra. Sierra. It's not funny, is it? Funny car names are hard to find, you know? There used to be a terrific car about 2 years ago called the Wartburg. Do that? The Wartburg. It came from Czechoslovakia. The Wartburg. Sounds like a growth on a meat pie, doesn't it? Fancy owning a car called a Wartburg. Trying to impress a lady, you know, hi, would you like a lift home? What in? My Wartburg. If you're in a posh restaurant, you know, and the doorman rushes in and goes, hey, who's that big red Wartburg out there? It's yours, isn't it? No. Car companies spend fortunes coming up with names for cars. I mean, they spend an unbelievable amount of money, you know. They come up with names like the Avenger, the Rapier, the Ambassador, the ITAL. They actually paid somebody to come up with that one, didn't they? Well, Robinson, this new car has cost £45 billion to develop. What have you decided to call it? The ITAL, sir. I think car manufacturers ought to be more honest with car names. Names should really sum up what you're really going to get. Like, the Vauxhall Insipid. The Morris Boring. The Mercedes Grossenpreisen. The Triumph, what's that knocking noise in the back? Never used to bother too much with names, did they? They used to have the Morris Oxford or the Austin Cambridge. Not exactly dynamic names, are they? But they used to sell, you know. My favourite was the MG Midget. The MG Midget. The strange thing is they never ever sold a midget to anyone who was under 6'6" or 19 stone. We used to see them at traffic lights, didn't they? And the guys used to be all squidged up. One of them flat hats on, trying to look sporty. And right next to him at the traffic light would be a giant Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud with a 4-foot millionaire gold medallion dangling between his legs, bursting up. He'd be perched on a big pile of cushions, wouldn't he, staring over the steering wheel. He'd have a butler on the floor working the pedals like mad. Car names amuse me. I've always found Ferraris fascinating. I mean, how do you sell a car that costs £30,000 more than most other cars? Well, you have to be very subtle about it, you know? Good morning, I like a Ferrari.
Oh, you're after a bit of whoa! I'm gonna ask whoa! No, no problems, they'll get a Ferrari. The girls like rides in Ferrari, you know. Get it? Ride, ride. Whoa! Drive round to Trafalgar Square, open the windows, the birds come flocking in, so right. Oh, really? I'll have one. My pet hate in cars is that wretched French thing, that de chevaux, the two CVs. It looks like an upturned corrugated pram on wheels. Only the French could come up with a design like that and sell it to us. Who buys them? I'll tell you who buys them. Vegetarians. Every time you see one drive by, it's packed with vegetarians. The reason they buy the cars is because it can't go fast enough to kill anything. Mind you, if it did hit anything, like a rabbit head-on, the car would be a complete write-off. Rabbit would think it got something in its ear. Very funny. Why didn't you sod off? Then there's the Volvo. What a strange car the Volvo is, isn't it? Like a bloop. I hired one once for a week, And it drove me bonkers. I couldn't turn the lights off. You can't turn the lights off on a Volvo. You're driving along on a summer's day and people keep flashing your flashlight. Your lights are on! Your lights are on! Your lights are on! Your lights are on! Volvos cause more accidents because of those wretched lights. Drive me crackers. I tried all the switches, all the plugs. I opened up the bonnet, tore the leads off the battery, ripped the wiring out, and they were still staring at me. I'd lie awake at night thinking, the car's in the garage. I wonder if the lights have gone out. I'd have to keep getting up and going down and having a look. No, they were still there. I got so mad, I was so furious. I took it to one of those car crushing plants, and stuck it in there, and this great big 6-foot cube of metal came out, and the bloody lights were still on.
I nearly got caught on my turntables down again. Brilliant stuff. Jasper Carrot, all about the old Clapton motor cars. I had one, it was made out of wood, It had wooden wheels, wooden engines, and of course it wouldn't go. Yes. Keith Rogers on County Radio 94.4 FM making a guest appearance. Nearly time for me to go, but just before I do, I'd just like to remind you, don't forget the Free the Airwaves campaign. The Free the Airwaves campaign has recently been formed. Specialist information. And if you'd like to get in touch with them, their address is Free the Airwaves.